You're listening to SBS News.
My brother has many faces.
SBS is launching its Elevate Reconciliation Action Plan for 2022 through to 2026.
Some yellow and olive.
That music was from a dance performance of the Buja Buja Butterfly Dancers at the Reconciliation Action Plan launch.
Yet he is my brother.
It's SBS's fifth wrap and will accelerate SBS's reconciliation journey through a range of activities and initiatives, which will further increase the visibility and presence of First Nations perspectives across SBS platforms and in multiple languages every day. Julie Nimmo and David Kwa are the SBS RAP Steering Committee co-chairs. Ms Nimmo is also a producer, director and writer on NITV's Living Black and says it's a landmark moment for SBS.
We know that NITV holds a vitally important position in Australia's media landscape as a remarkable force for reconciliation and an essential service for First Nations communities. SBS is investing more than ever before in the development of NITV's content and accelerating its audience reach. Through this RAP, SBS will leverage its resources, capacity, and reach in support of First Nations entrepreneurs, experts, industry professionals, and creative talent. We will continue to contribute to the growth and sustainability of a vibrant Indigenous media sector.
SBS is home to Australia's only national Indigenous TV channel, with its impact reaching across all ages. Among a few of its many achievements, NITV created and produced Australia's first Indigenous animated children's award-winning television series, Little Jay and Big Cuz, helping preschool-aged children transition to primary school and providing a vital connection to culture and country. A key requirement of an Elevate RAP is a transformation project. SBS's Reconciliation Action Plan will seek to further embed Indigenous news and perspectives as part of the currently provided audio and digital services in more than 60 languages through SBS's TV news coverage in English, Arabic and Mandarin, and through the landmark programming commissioned to amplify national issues from an Indigenous lens. Co-chair David Kwa and head of SBS's audio and language content says the RAP will also seek to create a more inclusive workplace.
SBS's ability to tell stories, share truths and champion distinct voices in a multitude of languages and ways gives us a unique responsibility to connect the newest Australians with the custodians of the oldest living culture on earth. Through RAP 5, we will embed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, peoples and perspectives across all SBS platforms, ensuring we acknowledge truths, share knowledges, celebrate cultures and elevate Indigenous authorship and languages.
Tanya Denning-Orman is the Director of Indigenous Content at SBS and says it's a continuation of the broadcaster's mission to advocate for diversity over the decades.
It was back in the 80s when SBS first put black journalists on screen, including Auntie Rhoda, who we're so proud to have as our inaugural elder in resident at SBS. Yes. Beautiful Rhoda. Indigenous Current Affairs program, Living Black, is still going strong after more than two decades. Documentaries like First Australians, First Contact, and later this year, The Australian Wars, are more than TV shows. They challenge perceptions by exploring national issues with a distinctive Indigenous perspective. And SBS is subtitling them into multiple languages for more Australians to experience.
Karen Mundine is the Chief Executive Officer of Reconciliation Australia and says Elevate RAP organisations are committed to driving systemic change at scale.
Having an Elevate RAP means taking on a greater responsibility. Elevate partners set standards for ongoing excellence and chart courses for transformation. And they open themselves to greater accountability of their RAP activities and sharper scrutiny by community.
SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the RAP will continue to build a bridge between the newest and oldest Australians.
There's a growing desire amongst Australia's diverse communities to learn more and to connect more with First Nations peoples. Every day at SBS we witness the wonderful impact of the connection that this creates, and we have an exciting opportunity ahead to invest further in bringing communities together in a deliberate, innovative and unprecedented way.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. Boy, boy, gully, why I got married, Barangano.